For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a mom. I'm not entirely certain where the desire came from. I think those weird Baby Alive dolls had something to do with it when I was little. Oh, yeah. But for as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a mother. I was one of those girls, as many young girls are, who had a plan for the trajectory of my life. I was going to be married at 25. My partner and I would wait a couple of years, obviously, and then we would have children, and my life as a mother would begin. Well, 25 came and went. My late 20s came and went. My early 30s came and went. But then I met someone, and I knew that I wanted to have children. I knew that he knew that he also wanted more children, and we got pregnant. And I was elated. I was so excited. I downloaded like 6 or 7 of those baby apps, the ones that tell you your baby's the size of a walnut or the size of a grapefruit or your baby has fingernails or a heartbeat. And I ate it up every single week. I was checking in constantly to see what was the latest development, what was the newest thing, what's going on. I wanted as much information as I could get. The apps were serving me all of these articles about sleep training and the different types of poop that babies have, and I wanted to know everything. And I felt very informed and prepared, and I was so ready, but I was not prepared when around my 7th month of pregnancy, my partner left, and my relationship ended. And this thing that I was so excited about doing, I was now going to have to do on my own. I think more than anything, I was hurt and disappointed and ashamed. I felt like I had already failed my unborn son, and I was worried somehow that all of that hurt that I felt would transfer to him, that somehow he would be born sick and sad and unable to face the world that he was born into. And so I did the only thing that I could do, which was keep going. I put one foot in front of the other. I gathered all of my baby information articles, and I used them to the best of my ability to care for my son once he was born. I kept up with his developmental milestones. I was very diligent about making sure he was doing all the things at the right time. Didn't always turn out that way, but you know, he was mostly on track, and I was happy about that. I went to the doctor's appointments and asked a million questions about, you know, what he should be doing or what I should be doing. I took very seriously an article that I read about language development that says that the sheer number of words that you speak to a child affects how much language they acquire. So I spoke to my son all the time. I literally narrated everything I was doing from the time that he was a baby. This is, you know, we're walking to the refrigerator. This is our neighborhood. These are our neighbors' houses. Literally narrated our entire lives together. So as he started to grow, I felt like, you know, my hard work had started to pay off when he started talking. And around 10 months or so, he not only, you know, at first there was the baby babbles, but around 10 months, he started to mimic me very specifically. He started to say, "Oh my God." Exactly like that, because that's how I say it. But it really started to sink in that he would be all right. Not long ago when we went to the playground, he's 2 now, and he was on a play set, and he's at the top of the play set, and there's a little set of stairs, like 3 stairs, and there's a little girl who's there, who's maybe 1.5, so not much younger than my son, but younger, And she's at the bottom of the stairs, and she's not really sure that she wants to go up. You can see that she's hesitating. And my son, my two-year-old son, looks at her and says, "Come on, baby. You can do it, baby. Try it, baby." And I realized whatever I felt that I had done wrong, or whatever mistakes that I made, or you know, whatever I thought I was, you know, failing at or didn't do well, he is fine. If he can go out into the world as a two-year-old and encourage another child, I think he's going to be okay. But I saw him in that moment, and I realized that if I want him to be his best self, the best way that I can do that is to be my best self in front of him. Thank you.